super name, easy man. Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man.
The Soup Boys are back. Jimbo, how are you?
Frank, I am doing fantastic. It's your boy Jimbo, and Frank, the Soup Boys are indeed back. In case you were wondering, we are alive and we are kicking. It's been a great summer. We're in the midst of the end of July, and I can't complain. Frank, how are you?
I am doing great, Jimbo. You know, midst of summer, getting into
midst. Is there a D in there, or is your summer been misty?
I'd say, well, I mean, your boy on his runs, I've come back and the roommates have asked if I took a shower.
Yeah, that's musty. That's musty.
You know what I hate about like workout technology when it comes to shirts is everyone's like, moisture wicking is so great. Well, the roommates bought me this like Under Armour moisture thing, whatever. Well, on a run, especially in the summertime, I get sweaty, right? So I just like rub, you know, I just wipe it off with my shirt. Well, when it's moisture wicking, it doesn't pick it up.
So you're smearing droplets all over the place.
I am. I'm like a super spreader because my sweat is just embedded in these Pennsylvania backwoods roads.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go on a runs, maybe just go shirtless, Frank. Let the Amish get something to see.
Well,
no.
I've been chased by a couple dogs on my run, so I want to have as much clothing as possible.
You carry around a sweat rag just in your grasp, so you can throw the sweat rag at the dog if it attacks you. And now you have 100% cotton at your fingertips, literally, to wipe that sweat away.
You know what the looks I would get from the Amish in the buggies if I'm running past them without a shirt on?
The world wants to know, Frank, would you beat a buggy in a race?
Oh, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I race buggies every morning on my morning run. I'll wait for them to get right to me, and there will be a flat-out sprint. Like, your boy is high-kicking. They are going at full speed. I can hear them pick up speed, even though I have earbuds in. I can hear them increase their speed, and just on a flat, because it's always this flat part of my run, we just go like a drag race, and sometimes I'll beat the horse. It just depends on on where I am in my run. But Jimbo, it's thrilling. It needs to be recorded.
A real big missed opportunity that the driver of this buggy is not in a position to record for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Big missed opportunity. And I feel like it's worth it. Like, what is the crime of that punishment if you're caught as an Amish recording from a iPhone, let's say? Do they get kicked out? Is it like Scientology? Are you kicked out of Amish community?
Yeah, I mean, they get shunned and there's different things.
Wow. That's another topic for another day then.
Yeah, different. That's our next podcast. It's just Amish talk.
Speaking of, I have a note here, Frank. We've been gone for a while, but I have a note here that we have to update our passwords because I don't know if it was Spotify or if it was Apple or iHeartRadio or whatever. Someone's been posting Bachelor podcasts on our account. Do you know anything about that, Frank?
Batch Talk with the Broskies. Your boy has, Jimbo has blocked Bachelor with the Broskies since like February of 2020. We've gone through a pandemic before Batch Talk Batch Talk or Bachelor with the Boys has got it. So
I just like to blanket statement right now for our super fans out there. Not approved by your boy Jimbo. Team Bread Roll Nation, they're up to something. I don't know.
You and people think that this is a joke. Like Jimbo, for every
Hate.
Frank spin-off, he's done like a
You better,
song.
yeah, spin this off. Spin this off of this podcast right here because this is the soup. This is the number one soup podcast on the internet. We don't need bachelorettes and bachelors. We have the soup boys here, Frank. And I'm standing tall. I'm walking tall like The Rock did in that movie, and I'm standing tall.
Very good. The batch talk with the broskies is getting its own feed.
Thank God. Get it off.
So yeah, it's well, it's just done so well. So yeah, you can check that out. Well, you can get the first two episodes, maybe the next episode, the third episode, which will probably be uploaded by the time you hear this. Will be on there, but everything else will be on the Batch Talk with the Broskies own feed.
Finally, Frank. Well, Frank, I'm getting thirsty over here. I'm gonna go out of order from our prep. We're gonna start with something, but let's start with the soup saloon because I'm getting thirsty, Frank. And I know you have a beverage as well.
Hey now, pull up a stool because it's the soup saloon.
Yes.
Yeah, where's the piano man? What happened to the piano man?
You know what? Budget cuts. We
What
haven't
was
done a
his
vodka.
name? He had a name. I thought it was one clip. Any Frank? Well, Frank tries to, I don't know, resuscitate the piano man. I have an exciting beer that I've been holding on to. Oh, thank
Oh my
you.
goodness. Wait, what's his name?
I don't
Okay,
know.
it's Jeremy. Jeremy's on the piano.
Jeremy?
Yeah, he's on the piano
On
today.
the keys.
On the ones and twos. Isn't
Not the
that
DJ. Nope.
a
Anyway, Frank, I was holding on to this beer. I did the like pick your six pack at Total Wine and More. And I got more because this isn't wine. The brewery is, where is it? I'm being blinded over here by my, oh, here. Avery Brewing Co. Frank, look that
Oh.
up.
I've had them before.
Oh, ooh.
They
They
have a brown ale, I think I've had. Yeah.
this is not the brown ale. This is their, hold on, the lighting in here is blinding me because we record everything in terms of video that never gets posted, Frank. I don't know where this is. Oh, here we go. Hazy and dank. That was Nick, Frank's description in high school after his runs. Hazy and dank.
That's my description of the summer.
Ew, we're gonna get to that. India Pale Ale, which I still I always thought it was Indian Pale Ale. That's what I thought IPA, whatever. 7.5. This is gonna be a good episode, Frank. 7.5 in this little can. But look how cool this can is. It's called Paws and Claws IPA. There's a lobster shaking hands with a
I see
bear.
that. I'm looking
Look at that.
at
This could have been just a bottle of a can of a dank, and I would have been like, because of that beautiful lobster and bear. See if Frank is actually, this is a good picture. If you look up the can on your own, I'm the lobster, and Frank is 7 foot 8, so he's the bear. Because just imagine that mustache taking over his entire body, and he's the bear, and I'm the lobster, of course. 7.5. Is there a little saying on here? You know, I like to read the can. And ooh, does it say something? Yeah. Oh, no. It's made with mountain water from the Rockies. So where is this from, Frank? You have the website pulled up.
Well, I have the description, if you'd like that. I think Avery Brewing Company is from Colorado.
Yeah, Boulder. We got Boulder,
Boulder.
Colorado, baby. Love Boulder. Have you ever been there, Frank?
No.
No. Wow, I'm missing out. Boulder's a cool little college town.
Yeah, Colorado, University of Colorado, go Buffaloes.
All right, we're cracking it open. Ooh, okay. This has been in the fridge for a while. I was saving it for this exact moment. So here we go, going for the sip. This is the Avery Paws and Claws IPA. Hazy and dank. Feel like I'm sipping your sweat rag over here. This is perfect for, I would not want to drink this outside. This is not a summer sipper. This is a Soup Saloon podcast indoor refreshment, Frank. I'm going to have fun with this one. 7.5. I'm going to give it a rating. I don't think I can have two of these. I want to like it more. It's probably going to grow on me like most of the beers do. 1 to 100 like we do with all of our beers here. I'm going to give a rating of 59.
Wow. That disagrees with Beer Advocate, who gave it an 84.
59. I don't know. Something about it. It's a little, maybe too dank. Maybe I got too much dank in my can.
I like the description. In the polarizing times we live in, we're constantly told to pick a side, but we're sick of it. We wanted to get back to our old or bolder roots of peace, love, and happiness. With these ideals in mind, our brewers set out to make an IPA that would highlight the beauty of both West Coast and East Coast IPAs in one argument-crushing beer.
Beer. The Soup Saloon. All right, Frank, pull up a stool. What do you got?
Well, Jimbo, it's not a brewski. Well, it's an alcoholic beverage. Like, Frank has a little bit of a story behind this. This is a drink I've been seeing a lot more. You know, seltzers maybe are still in the spotlight. This is a little different. This comes from the Finns.
The Miami Dolphins football team?
No. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? No. The country of Finland. This is a long drink.
Let's hope you can finish.
He's so pleased with himself. This is the Finnish long drink, Legend of 1952, cranberry, 5.5% alcohol by volume. It's gin with natural cranberry and other flavors added. One quick story about it. We were at the wherever place, and they had like this like clearance section at the checkout, right? And I've been wanting to try this Finnish long drink for a while. Well, they had this box looked like it fell off a truck. Like, the packaging was absolutely destroyed. It was taped up, but you know what it was? 25% off, and your boy loves a bargain.
Wow. So, wait, did it have a sign that said 25% off, or did you go like whenever you're at like a TJ Maxx and you go to the cup section and the little tiny chip on the very bottom, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll give you a 15% off." Is that what you did, or did it say on the box 25% off?
It had a 25% off sticker, and she gave us this 25% off the sale price. So it cost for like six cans, it cost like $5 or something for the thing, which is, I think it usually costs like stuff like this, especially in like at like state stores and stuff, because it has gin in it in Pennsylvania, it would be like, I don't know, like $15 or something.
See, that's my question. Before you take a sip of that, finish.
Yes.
Before you start the finish. I don't like these seltzer things. I've actually, we'll talk about the our next segment in a little bit, but I tried for the first time ever a White Claw ever a couple weeks ago, and what I didn't like it, number one. I don't understand, and I want clarity on what is the alcohol in these things. So most of them is like, oh, it's malt or whatever. It's like, I want to know if it's vodka, I want to know if it's gin, then I might try it. I don't want a mystery concoction with just something.
So White Claws and Trulies, I think, are malt. White or
what rye. Does that mean? I used to get a malt at the diner.
Wow, he's fired up.
You got a shake or you got a malt? I used to get a malt.
It's
dank is getting caught in my throat.
It's like mystery, like alcohol. I think it's just like alcohol in it.
I don't trust it.
Malt means like it's like actually like brewed and stuff, I think, believe, because like we can get it at gas stations, which we can't get with like vodka drinks. High Noon is your best seltzer. High Noon hard seltzer is very good. There's other ones that actually have vodka, or the one really popular one this summer is Ranch Water, which is like there's the actual drink, which is like tequila and Topo Chico or something.
Topo Chico, seen that one? Everyone's got one now. Everyone's got one.
Yeah, and I mean they're good. I mean they're good crushable drinks. I enjoy them.
No. I was surprised, truly had zero sugar. I'm like, where is this flavor coming from? Because, I'm sure you're the same way. Where's the sugar? You're
Right.
monitoring that.
The Kirkland brand ones are also very good. I was at a
Interesting.
baby shower about a month ago and I crushed about six of them during the baby
Wow.
shower.
All right, start your finish.
Uncle Frank.
Start your finish. I want to hear what
Okay.
this is all about. Going in for the sip. There's Frank. Gulp, gulp. Soup Saloon.
One more sip.
Ooh. Second sip, Frank.
So it doesn't taste like alcohol. If
That's what I
you,
hate.
right, well, it's it. I had a Twisted Tea the other day. It tastes like iced tea. Like it doesn't taste like anything. But it tastes like the cranberry 7-Up that they come out with during the holiday season. It tastes exactly like that. Like
Interesting.
it doesn't like you could give this to somebody and they would think it was soda. Like it
Well,
doesn't taste like
I've
anything.
heard this all the time. There's people out there that don't know what they're doing in life, and they get the Twisted Tea from the 7-Eleven. They go to work sipping on the Twisted Tea, and someone's like, do you know there's alcohol in that? And they're like, huh? I don't know. It just tastes like iced tea. And then they get fired.
Well, Jimbo obviously has an experience with this. So
I've heard this firsthand experience. I haven't seen it, but I've heard these stories.
it's the Gary V
Excuse me.
hustle.
We're going to need HR down in conference room B to talk to Helen.
It's this Gary V hustle culture, Jimbo, that is causing
You almost had to bleep out another word from the last episode, Frank. Almost slipped.
I'm a big Gary V guy. Get
Ugh.
his text. But anyways, Jimbo,
Give it a
to
score.
the oh, I have to do that.
One to 100 at the Soup Saloon.
It doesn't taste like alcohol, so it's almost cheating. Like 61. It's good
Ooh.
though. It's good. It's just not.
Would you crush six at a baby shower?
It's a 5.5 alcohol. I mean, yeah. I mean, this is these are it's crushable. Well, the problem is then they have me take shots. Like I was at my the cousins that had the baby shower the other day, and like the
Jello. I feel like Jello shots are acceptable at a baby shower.
Jaeger and like
Oh
what
God.
Screwball, peanut butter whiskey, Fireball. Yeah, they're big shot people. So, and your boy has, I've been a whiskey drinker, by the way, recently. So, a little scotch. Yeah, it's been nice. So,
Wow.
do we have any soup news or?
Frank, no, we're going to go to our next segment, which is a
Oh,
good
okay.
lead-in because we kind of were alluding to things. We don't have a thing for this, but it's been a while, super fans.
Been a while.
Again, it's been a while. So we have obviously this is Soup and Easy and the number one soup podcast on the internet. Follow us, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Soup and Ain't Easy. But it's been a while, and we're, like I said, the end of July here. So we thought it'd be nice to give a first half of summer soup boy update, see what the boys have been up to. We don't daily vlog as much as I wish we would.
We
I think it'd
should.
be cool to have like daily vlogs with Jimbo versus Frank. That'd be cool. And then splice it together with like the first half of the video being my day and the second half being your day. Will be like the collabs of like Adam the Woo and like whoever he deals with at Disneyland. Or you could be his girlfriend. There you
Get
go.
out of the way, Natalie. It's Frank time.
I'll be Adam the Woo. So let's just do a quick update. Soup Boys, what the Soup Boys have been up to the first half of summer. So Frank, maybe let's include some travel, where we've been. Any notable things that we want maybe our super fans to take note of and maybe accomplish the second half of the summer. That sounds pretty good to me. What do you think?
Sounds great.
Getting some more dank in here. Hold on.
Well, this is making me burp. Like, I feel like I need
Wow.
somebody to like slap my back like a baby to get this burp out. It's getting gassy over here because it's finished a long
Well, you should
drink.
just let him rip, Frank. Let him
I
rip on the
can't.
mic.
That's why I need my
You
back
can.
slapped.
Oh, he's backed up. First half of summer, Frank. So it's been on the West Coast. It's been beautiful weather. I know that they've been dealing with on the East Coast some terrible humidity and heat. During our
Worth it.
our soup news research, I actually found an article that someone in Baltimore described the heat as walking through tomato soup. True story. True story. That's not the soup news, but in our research, I found that quote. But beautiful weather over here, and did a trip with the family over to North Lake Tahoe. Definitely recommend the Squaw Resorts if you are interested in some beautiful getaway for Lake Tahoe. It's away from the casinos. It's probably an hour north of all that, but that's what Jimbo's been up to. Also, Frank, I went to Park City, Utah, which was a lot of fun. Interesting about the Park City, Utah, and you kind of were talking about it with your seltzers. They are, Mormon, maybe is the word, where buying alcohol is kind of hard to do. So I think the limit on all beer is 4%, maybe 5%. So finding anything harder than that is a struggle. We did have a dinner at one of the distilleries. I think it was called the West, no. Saloon West, West Saloon, something like that. And they make their own. I think if you make your own, it could be as much as you want. So definitely beautiful in the summer. People think of both of those locations, Lake Tahoe and Park City, as winter locations. But your boy, not a fan of the snow. So I definitely recommend going,
Ooh.
wow, going there in the summer. Frank, have you been to any of those places?
I've not been to Utah yet. It's on my list. I've heard great national parks. The one thing I have heard about Utah is I believe with some like alcohol, like they do it behind like a curtain, something like that. At a, that may be like a wise tale, but I heard that. I know about that. I've also heard about the like the alcohol percentage being lower. But we love our super fans in Utah.
We do. We do. Good. It was beautiful. Great food. Not much soup in the way of selection. Probably in the winter, you're going to find more soups out there. I did look long and hard. But yeah, that's the road, the vacation destinations for me. Frank, how about you? Any place fun and exciting?
Yes, Jimbo. Frank went on a cruise in
Ooh,
yeah
cruise.
in June. So we went to
Washy
Aruba.
hands, washy washy.
Well, I did get COVID after the cruise.
Wow, Frank making statements. Franklin, did they let you off the boat or did you like know it on the boat?
We had no idea. We weren't really feeling sick, but we had to take Jimbo. We had to spend like $150 before we got on the cruise, so somebody could watch us take a COVID test. All three of us.
Each $150 each?
No,
Okay.
for the pair, but I felt so silly having a guy watch me put this huge cotton swab up my nose. And I didn't do COVID tests for like the first year in like, whatever, first 16 months of the pandemic or whatever.
Yep.
I have done so many COVID tests this spring and summer. It's ridiculous.
You're like an extra on I don't know, a soap opera
That's right. That's
coming on set. You don't want Tom Cruise yelling at you. That's a really old reference, and
That's
it's weird. It's weird to say it's an old reference because it's COVID related.
It's not even from that long ago.
I know, it feels like it has been though.
I had to take the test. We got on the cruise. We went to Aruba, Curacao, La Romana, Dominican Republic, and Amber Cove, Dominican Republic.
I would say out of all those, without, I'm gonna pick your brain right now. You could have stopped at Aruba and called it a day.
I mean, Aruba was really nice. Yeah, probably. We did hang out though in
Don't say senior frogs.
no.
Thank God.
In Amber Cove, right at the cruise port,
No
right
offense
off.
to our friends at Senior Frogs, but let's explore more. And I have a secondary question after you continue.
We've been to Amber Cove before, but the last time we went, they had we saw this pool that was like right off the port. So it was like this big, I mean, I'm sure it carried, I'm sure it's not like the cleanest place, but basically there was this like big free pool and they had like this big like beach bar and stuff. So we got like buckets of Presidente and Heineken and we're just crushing those. So that was nice.
So this brings me to my secondary question, Frank. Did you enjoy your time off port on an excursion? Does that kind of let you wander? Or did you just get suckered into the tourist trap of the port?
No, we went off port. The one place that we kind of didn't was La Romano. There wasn't a ton to
That
do.
sounds like a terrible wine, like a boxed
Yeah,
wine.
it does,
I'll have
doesn't
the
it?
La Murano, please. Do you want that red or white? Because it's $5 a box. I'll have the red.
By the way, the greatest wine I ever had was we had on the cruise. You could bring one bottle a person, and we brought this like sweet red. I'll find the name of it, but yeah, the one thing about La Romano is I'm sure it was safe, but like it was all like guarded in. It was the most secured port. And we went on this like choo-choo train tour or something because it was like $15. My dad didn't even like get off the boat, but we had armored police on
Wow.
motorcycles visit travel with us on it. So that was we didn't even pay attention to the tour. And when my mother and I we were just paying attention to these police on motorcycles as these tourists were just on this open air choo-choo train looking like idiots.
Sounds
So
terrible, Frank.
yeah, it was an experience. But I had soup every day.
Nice.
On well, one time they kind of forgot it.
What?
Yeah, it was well because like we
This what you
do.
didn't disclose the line cr the cruise line for
Oh,
everybody.
Carnival.
Oh, the carnival. The circus is in town.
It's good. We're gold members, so
Bragging.
yeah, I mean not really, but
I was looking at, speaking of cruise, I was looking up a princess cruise because I was finding deals to go to Alaska and I was like, probably not. I don't want to get COVID on a cruise because like that's what everyone does, right? Okay, Frank.
it was
I mean, it's
Costa.
sort of expected. Like, I feel like if you're going into that, there's a big possibility. That and like Disney.
That's
Big
true.
possibility.
Happiest place on earth.
So you can't be mad. Like, you're kind of like, okay. Thankfully, you're okay.
Thank you. Yeah, we served the whole family got it. By the way, I tested positive on my birthday.
Oh, congratulations and
Thank
happy
you.
birthday. Did I wish you happy birthday? Oh my God.
I think you probably did. I don't
Did I?
celebrate my birthday,
When was
but
your birthday? Oh my God. I feel terrible now.
it was June bleep.
I don't think I did. Hold on,
it's
I'm going
okay.
back. I'm really upset now.
The name of the wine, while Jimbo's looking that up, was Costa Rosa. It was the winery, Sangua de Guida. It's a red wine, very good. So yeah, that was the cruise. I would recommend going to Aruba. Drank some Bolashi, their local beer. Curacao, oh, Montana. I actually have the label. That was really good. There. Oh, and I also had Polar, which is a Venezuelan beer. Venezuela is very close to Curacao. And Dominican Republic is kind of like Presidente, but they had a lot of like Corona and stuff. Oh, and we went to the factory that one of the factories that makes Blue Curacao, the liquor. So that was cool. So,
Very nice. Very nice. And I don't think I wished you happy birthday. So happy
oh,
birthday,
thank
Frank.
you, Jimbo.
You know, it's been a busy summer. It's been a busy summer.
Jimbo
So
reminds me of his birthday. He gives
I
me like
do.
a 1 week heads up. Sorry, go on.
I do. And I think that's a good update for everybody. The summer is still rolling on. So have your gazpacho, have your daiquiris, and keep it rolling. Keep the good times on. Is that a thing? Let the good times roll. Oh.
I'm veteran newsman Scott Soupington, and it's time for This Week in Soup News.
Breaking news. Scott Soupington comes in. Frank, it's everyone's favorite segment, Soup News. What do we got this week?
Well, Jimbo, your favorite New York City restaurant chain has temporarily shut down its doors.
That's right.
Hale and Hearty, which sounds like an old boat. The Hale and Hearty.
Oh, the Hale and Hearty's coming in. Grab the women and children. That was pretty good. I should be a voice actor.
I have a child.
I have a child. My favorite scene. By the way, isn't it funny? How many, that movie's on Titanic, by the way, if you haven't seen it. No spoiler alert. It's on Netflix. Does anybody, like, I feel like people want Netflix to put these good movies on, but no one's really watching them. They just want the satisfaction of being like, all right, I'm paying for something. What's on this? Oh, okay, they got Titanic, so yeah, they got some stuff, but who's going to sit through that?
Titanic nowadays is best, like, when you're at a Hampton Inn and, like, Ames, Iowa, and you're scrolling through at 10 o'clock and it happens to be on the TNT network. You just
not even Titanic. I would pick like Forrest Gump. It would be a good example of the movie in that situation. I would pick a Tom Hanks flick over a Leo flick any day. That's in that true. Situation.
I mean, I can agree with that, but that's like the every time I go to Hampton Inn, like I go to, there's always like a gas station, like right across the street. You got to get like a nice beverage, maybe like a brisk tea or something, or, you know, a water or something and a pack of Twizzlers and just chow down. Ew. While you're watching.
This sounds like you're addicted to meth. Who buys that? That's a combination. A drug addict would buy.
I don't
and or steal
brisk tea, but I do like some Twizzlers, to be honest. So, yuck. Anyways, risky business, Tom Cruise. Soup chain Hale and Hearty mysteriously shutters all 16 locations.
Wow, which is very upsetting because if you're in Manhattan, the New Yorkers can agree with me on this. If you're just hankering for something real quick, Hale and Hearty's a fantastic spot. Soup Bar, I believe they still have. I don't know if COVID put an end to that. Soup Bar, sandwiches, it's very good. Probably on the pricier side, but it's also a place you can kind of sit and eat versus, what's another one? Aubon Pond in New York. I think it's just a grab-and-go situation.
I have been to an Aubon Pan or whatever. I think that's the same guy created like Panera Bread or something like that.
Which, by the way, summer update continued. Your boy's Panera Bread across the street from his homestead, a shutdown. So Hale and Hearty's not the only one. Panera Bread, me and you's got some fighting words. Because Frank, we chatted about this. Guess you signed up for their beverage program. And then mid beverage program, the doors were locked.
What they do for with the free like coffee program or whatever, the free drink.
Oh yeah, I mean, they're banking on people forgetting they had it, and then like mysteriously on the first of the month, what is this charge for $8? And then like they forget again. That's what they're hoping for, because I guarantee you there are homeless people walking into Panera Breads, grabbing cups and filling up with coffee with no, they're not going to their iPad. I'm not saying I did that 100%. You can check my account, Panera Bread. I signed up. Your boy Jimbo was a Panera Bread subscriber, but I canceled before you could charge me, because guess what? Your boy can't be had.
Send Panera Bread, please send
the
us.
The dank is kicking in. The dank is kicking in. We're getting hazy.
Please send us a bread bowl koozie, please.
I'm so mad about that still. I really wanted that bread bowl koozie. So, Frank, yes, bad business, because the article continues. By the way, our friends at Today Show, posted this. Joseph Lamar.
Al Roker.
How old is Al Roker, by the way? Hey, Siri. How old is Al Roker?
Al Roker is 67 years old.
67? He looks good. He looks good, man.
I mean, for what he looked like 40 years ago. Not 40, 30, 30, 25 years ago. Hale and Hardy, they weren't paying rent. They were not paying invoices for a dairy company. So they got some bad businesses back. So maybe it was just like a house cleaning, literally. Like, let's close, do a whole thing, and hopefully they were going to reopen. But at the moment, from what I've understood and from what the article says, they are closed. So that's your soup news. If you're in New York, watch out. Go to Aubon Pond instead.
Not Panera Bread?
No. Mad at them.
Or
Frank, let's... Keep going. What are you gonna say?
I don't want to say the name, but the on Seinfeld there was a certain show where they had a soup guy who was very mean.
Yes,
there. That I believe that's in New York. Is that actual
yeah? That
location,
is. I've never been. I said. Remember the last time I went to New York? I said I was gonna go. I didn't go. maybe I will soon. Okay. All right, Frank. Let's go to our next segment. Everyone's favorite segment. It's a segment of favorites on this episode. The soups that the boys tried this week.
Oh, that's the segment.
Alec, have you been on summer vacation? We haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, Alec, step it up. By the way, people have been emailing us, stupidandeasy@gmail.com, asking us to promote Alec because it's been 3 years and he's still our intern. He needs to earn it. I mean, this is not a giving. This is not a just everyone gets a trophy type corporation over here. Alec, you want it, you got to earn it.
Wow. I mean, Alec's been with us for almost 3 years.
3 years, intern. Not everyone can request tuition and request all this free stuff with a job. You know, you have to, like, earn it and understand what's happening.
It's time to see what the soup guys right have tried this head. Week.
Oh,
I was too focused on doing that. Alec was too focused on doing the drop that I couldn't even process. I'm sorry.
Frank, go first. I talked about tuition.
I'm sure this was an inside joke. I'm sorry. I don't know. It's been so long. I don't remember.
It's been. It's been the summer, Frank. Pick a soup. You said you had a soup every day on the damn cruise.
Wow, that's feisty.
By the way, was your did your cruise have one pool or two pools? Did you have a slide?
They did. I did try to go down the slide every day. It was a Dr. Seuss slide.
Oh my god!
I think I had two pools, and because I'm over 21, they had like an adults only section,
like the nude section.
Well, no, it's just like it has its own bar, and it's supposed to. They have like two hot tubs and stuff.
But that's where you don't need a bathing suit, Frank.
No, I believe it was required.
Wow, that's Carnival for you. See, if you went on Norwegian, you get Skowegian.
Yeah, your boy did a lot of reading on the cruise. By the way, your boy was very social on the cruise as well.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I'm happy the therapy's working.
Not currently doing that, but maybe that would help. So I had a smoked poblano and corn soup the Ooh. First night of the cruise. I'm glad I wrote this down, Jimbo, but I actually have a paragraph about this. I was going to do a whole like spinoff segment of each night of the cruise. If you'd like me to write about, or if you'd like me to read my little blurb.
Like a blog, like a soup blog with Frank.
At the dining room, the soup selection was generous. My options were.
Hold on. Do we have some background music? Can we get Jeremy on the keys for this? This is like that Jimmy Fallon bedtime story notes or the notes.
Thank you notes.
Mm-hmm. But this is a soup blog with Frank. Thank you. Here's Jeremy on the keys, everybody.
At the dining room, the soup selection was generous. My options were roasted tomato soup, smoked poblano and corn soup, and strawberry bisque. Because wow. I have refined taste buds, I went for the smoked poblano and corn soup. Our waiter had first put down a bowl of tomato soup, which I was prepared to hurl across the room. Now, I'm not someone who likes to complain at restaurants. A waitress could spit in my face and I would still give a 20% tip. But everybody has to have a line in life, and mine is tomato soup.
Oh my god. I want a copy of that to read at your funeral, because that's going to be my eulogy for you. Love it. Love it, Frank. Although that strawberry one, no spoilers. Did you end up trying that one? Because that sounds interesting.
I should have. You know what? It was.
You should have. Of course you should have.
It was Carnival's 50th. So it was like one of their like classics. They basically had it like every day. They had a lot of chilled soups. And like one of them, I should have gotten for dessert. It was like a peach soup, or it was like a chilled peach soup. And the dessert selection stunk that night. So I ended up getting the tropical fruit plate. And I'm like,
that night, wait, hold on. This is a cruise. I mean, I know it's Carnival, Frank, but I know being gold, you're supposed to not go to the buffet every night. There's probably a French restaurant, an Italian restaurant, a steakhouse restaurant. Did you just go to the buffet every night?
This was at the dining room. We went to the dining room all but in Aruba. Aruba was a late day at the port, so we just ate at the buffet. Basically, everybody ate at the buffet that night. But no, this was at like the actual dining room where we had like a waiter and like fancy plated stuff.
Last question, Frank. What's up? Are you the family that I hate this? I think it's hilarious. And I know you're laughing because you probably are. You pack a suit and you dress up for the captain's invitation dinner on the Carnival cruise. Please tell me you're not that family.
So at the dining room, two nights, they call them elegant nights now, but you're supposed to dress up whatever, right?
Yes, you are.
So what?
Which requires you to plan way in advance and literally packing a suit to go on vacation on a Carnival cruise.
So I will show Jimbo the outfit I was wearing, but basically, oh, he's seen it. It's the picture of me with the towel animal. But
I mean, if I saw it, I glimpsed and glanced at it.
This is actually my dating profile. Hold on.
What is that? Is that the LeBron outfit?
No.
That's a baby. I see a baby.
I'll DM it to Jimbo. So anyways, what had happened was I wore the same shirt and a pair of khakis. And then my mother wore, like, I don't know, some, like, dress or something. And my father wore his usual polo shirt, which he wore every other day. Okay,
thank you. It wasn't a suit and jacket kind of thing.
No, well, you're technically supposed to wear long pants, and he's like, I'm not wearing long
pants. Thank you. See, so, respect, Papa.
He wore cargo shirts.
Respect for Papa right there. Anyways. Daphne would be proud.
So, the soup, if I can talk about that, which is the main...
Thank you. Thank you, main, yes.
...main theming of this podcast. It was... roasted poblano and corn. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was good with my wine. I would give it a probably 7.1.
Ooh, I stepped on you. 7.1 for that. It's Carnival Cruise Poblano.
Okay. I just sent Jimbo the picture.
Oh, let me look. Let me look at this. Oh, I do remember this. It's a hilarious picture.
Thank you.
I feel like I don't know what you're doing with your hair. Fresh haircut for the cruise, I will say.
That's right. Mama Frank special.
Fresh, is that gel? This I understand why Frank wants this as no gel. Maybe that's what you need in the picture, but there seems to be some sort of string.
You know what? I caught that after the fact. Maybe
what's
that's
happening? Hold on. Let's zoom in. Wow. So is that string also in the dating picture?
Yeah.
Can you use some sort of, like, I don't know, snap seed or like some sort of app to get rid of that, because that's going to be a red flag right away. Also, what is your index finger doing to the towel animal? I feel very offended and I don't know, dirty from that.
Listen, what the towel animal and I did is none of your business. By the way, our room steward had no idea what the towel animal was. Like, we asked.
Look, you know what it looks like? I'll tell you right now. Can you please post this with like some soup something? Because it looks like Alf. Remember the 80s character Alf?
I will send you. Somebody made this as a soup magazine. I'll send you it. They made one of our super fans use this as the profile. So
let's post that. Let's post it on Instagram.
Yes, I will post that.
Love it. Do you agree with me? It kind of looks like Alf.
Sure.
Nice.
Okay.
We'll let our super fans decide. All right. Let's go, Frank. The soup that I tried this week. Our friends, my friend, my good best friend for the month of July, actually, and I'll get to that in a second. Corner Bakery. You know I love them, Frank. I really do. They have amazing breakfast on the ready. They have amazing lunch on the ready. The bakery aspect, you want a good muffin? You go to Corner Bakery. Frank, but in the month of July, I don't know what they're calling it, but basically every day in July, they're giving something for free. Most of the time it's free. Sometimes it's buy this, get this free. For example, buy a drink, get a sandwich for free, or reverse, buy a sandwich, get a lemonade for free. But their lemonades are like $5 each, so it's kind of a deal. The first week, I remember it was free lemonade, no purchase, free sandwich, no purchase. And then one that really stuck out with me, free soup, no purchase. Now, Frank, their soups, I've reviewed a couple of them before. I've tried probably all of them at this point. But this soup review is for their broccoli cheddar soup. Now, when you order the soup from Corner Break, you also get a little side of bread, which is a very nice touch. I will say that their broccoli cheddar soup does not disappoint on the cheddar aspect. If you like a cheddar broccoli soup, which is how they really should pronounce this, you're in good hands. The broccoli is sort of a floret or three missing. Let's just say that. It's lacking some broccoli. I've talked about this probably a year ago at this point, but when you put broccoli first or any vegetable first in your soup, I really want that to stand out more than the second word, which was not the case here. A little bit of points come down from that. It was very good. Needed probably a little bit of pepper, but again, I can't complain because it was also free. So that helps out again. Frank, the Corner Bakery broccoli cheddar soup, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Wow. 7.5. Wow. 7.5.
That's right. And of course, by the time you all listen to this, because Frank takes forever, it'll be past July, but I can guarantee, and Corner Bakery, give me a call. We will sponsor you because I've probably been at your store every day this month, taking advantage of all the free stuff. So, and that's that.
Probably be Christmas time by the time they hear this.
Wow, that's on you, Frank. You're I'm the kidding. One.
It will be up in the month of August.
Thank you. Before the school season begins, let's promise that.
That's right.
Okay, Frank. Oh my God, I can't believe it. We've come to our last segment. Before we do, Frank, a little reminder: grab a mug, grab a shirt. Soupinate. What is it? tchip.com/soupinateeasy.
That's right.
Nice. Grab all that merch. Christmas in July. You know, you can get that, or just prepare for Christmas. Get your gifts. We love that. It's a good way to support your boys at Soupinate Easy. And like I said, Frank, we are here. We finally made it. The final segment. Everyone's favorite segment. Frank, get it ready. It's the Wheel of Segments.
When Jimbo and Frank run out of ideas, they go to one thing, and that is called... We love segments.
Love it. I do miss the little wheel, though. As much as I love that song.
Oh, dude, did you want the wheel to make an appearance?
No, it's okay. Maybe next week. Maybe next. Frank, what did we land on?
Wow. I believe it was Frank and Jimbo's top and worst Top Gun moments.
That's right. Top and worst Top Gun moments. Your boys have hit the blockbuster summer theater extravaganza. We both, at separate times, don't worry, we haven't gone to the movies together yet, seen probably the number one movie of the summer. I think it broke records of all time in some aspect.
Sure.
Top Gun. What's it actually called? Top Gun?
Maverick.
Tom Cruise, phenomenal, right? Can you name a bad Tom Cruise movie? I don't think I can.
Not off the top of my head.
He's fantastic. This was a fantastic movie. It was great to get back to the theater. Frank went and probably had some Twizzlers again. Did you get Twizzlers and water?
I think we had popcorn.
Wow. I also had popcorn. I went on the matinee special day where the ticket prices were a little bit cheaper, and I was 50% off popcorn too. So I saved, I think my large popcorn was only $4, Frank, which is a deal, right?
Yeah,
it is. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about Top Gun Maverick, our top favorite movie our top favorite moment of the movie and top worst favorite moment of the movie. Frank, you go first with your top favorite moment.
Well, should we do the worst first?
Sure. I like that idea.
So my least favorite moment was, I hate to say it, but Tom Cruise, before the movie starts, thanking everybody for coming out and seeing Top Gun and experiencing the movie. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Like,
I love that you said that, because I think about that period. I've seen this movie probably a month ago. I thought about that probably four times since watching it, thinking, huh, you know, I really respect Tom Cruise for doing that, and I kind of like that.
Really? I thought it was so strange. Never in the history of movies has anyone ever done that. Just Tom Cruise sitting in an empty movie theater.
So if you're in the elite squad, like the Jimbos of the world are, when you go to premieres, you have the Denzels and you have the Will Smiths there as well. And they're at the front, you know, that bottom section of the theater, like who sits there? That's technically where you're supposed to stand if you're Will Smith and you say welcome to the movie and enjoy. So I think that's what Tom Cruise is trying to present in that moment.
Okay, well...
He also looked terrible. I don't know what like film or like lighting was there, but like crow's feet. Am I right?
I wasn't going to go there, but
you're on a ginormous screen and it's like literally him like, hi, hey, Frank. Hi, welcome to the movie. This is me and my pores.
If you'd like me to say one during the actual movie, it would probably be at the beginning of the movie when they were in the supersonic jet, and I just cringed because I knew he was gonna take it too far. He's gonna blow up the jet. He's gonna get in trouble. Like I was like literally cringing when he's like, I just need one more whatever G of speed, and then I'm like, this is, we all know what was happening. So that was my least favorite.
Wow. Frank, my least favorite moment, I don't know why I can't say that, of Top Gun Maverick, I don't know why they did not include her. I really was hoping to see a glimpse of her. You've Got Mail, the star of, where was Meg Ryan in this movie, Frank? That's what I want to know. She was an integral little part in the first one, and she could have been brought. They brought back the other guy. You can't even say anything, and they can't bring back Meg Ryan. Tell me why.
Well, Kelly McGillis was also left off from who is an integral part of the original Top Gun. I don't know. I'm a big fan of the woman that was Tom Cruise's love, and Jennifer Connelly. Thank you.
Yes,
I'm such a big fan. I forgot her name.
That was her though. She was back in this one, right? That was her, or no?
She wasn't in the original. So basically, what I heard was Jennifer Connelly wasn't in the original Top Gun. What happened was she was the daughter of a guy in Top Gun, and her name was vaguely referenced in the original Top Gun, and that opened up the door for her to kind of continually been in the movie.
Lost. Whatever. Anyway, I was very disappointed. I knew she wasn't in it, but I was hoping to get some Meg Ryan, even though she's not the same with her lips. But what are you
doing? Well, watch out. Papa Frank is a big Meg Ryan guy.
Really? We should have a whole Meg Ryan episode just for him.
Yeah, that's
a little bit of what's that movie with Nick Cage with the angels?
Huh?
where the angels come back to life. What is it called?
Nick Cage angel movie.
That's with Meg Ryan. City of Angels. A little bit of City of Angels talk. A little bit of Sleepless in Seattle. A little bit of You've Got Mail.
Wow. That made $198 million. That
City of Angels?
Yes. That would you know what it also did now.
It also brought back Goo Goo Dolls from death. Without that movie, their song, And I'd Give Up Forever to Touch You, would not be a thing.
Was Iris in that?
That was the song Iris was because of City of Angels, and then they released the album after that. Without Iris, they would be a no more.
Big Goo Goo Dolls guy.
Frank, what's your top moment of Top Gun?
Are they going to say top Goo Goo Dolls songs? I'm like, wow, Jimbo, I thought you'd never ask.
I mean, 100% Here Is Gone.
No, it's Come to Me. It's like
that's the worst.
Jimbo, whenever Frank is in the talking phase with a girl or whatever.
I always think he's saying Swedish instead of sweetest. Come to me, my Swedish friend. So every time you hear that song now, super fans, you're going to think of Swedish. Like meatballs.
Or furniture. Or the chef.
IKEA.
So that was the Swedish chef. That was my limited fake Swedish chef. My top gun moment. It was tough to decide, but you gotta go with them singing Sweet Balls of Fire at the bar.
Okay.
I mean, that's such a throwback. Goodness gracious, Sweet Balls of Fire. Burr, 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 burr. Like that whole bar scene, that's a bar Frank wants to hang out with. After a long day of sailing, you know, a lot of tacking, a lot of jiving, I just want a brewski at that bar just to sing along while the Top Gun cadets, they sing Sweet Balls of Fire.
That's a good scene, Frank. And I like that it flashbacked with the dad and Miles Teller. Oh, you got to tell your Miles Teller story. You skipped over that.
It's not exactly a story.
This was show prep, you completely forgot about it.
So on the cruise, I was... My mustache, because I you'll probably see video of this. I have a
full at this point. A couple months ago, we're like, Frank, you better shave it off. Now Frank is just like grooming that with like a cloth brush.
So, yeah, I've had it since November. Well, basically October, whatever, 29th of 2021.
Do you have oils?
No.
And that sort of stuff? How are you maintaining that? Does it smell?
I've wondered... Well, I don't know, but I've wondered if I need to put, like, shampoo. Well, it's hair. I don't know if it needs conditioned. So
I think you need the oils.
Probably. If they thought about
the oils, Frank,
shaving it and doing Movember again. So, but it's basically become my personality trait.
Huh? Yeah. At this point, I feel like you got to go with it. At this point, you got to go with it.
So it's anyways, I was every day of the cruise, I was told about my mustache. I had to get my cruise ID picture taken again because somehow it was like my passport thing from like years ago. And so anyways, there was a couple people made jokes about all these people watched Top Gun and thought that they could grow a mustache. And because the facial recognition wasn't picking me up because of like the mustache and stuff. So I had to get my picture taken again. The roommates and like random people were making fun of me with my mustache. But Miles,
hey,
Teller,
Miles, hey, Miles, you got a lot of that.
Yeah, I was called Miles Teller, and Miles Teller is from Westchester, Pennsylvania, which is right down the road from me. So
interesting.
Yeah,
he seems like Philly's a bro. He seems like a cool bro. Like if he was on the podcast, he would fit right in.
Oh, Miles Teller and I could just crush these long drinks. I mean, we would go through like a case of them. Just him and I talking Phillies baseball. I mean, 2000s. I mean, get out of here.
Nice.
Jimbo, what was your top moment?
You know, kind of related. I forgot about that scene, but that was a very good scene, Frank. And I wonder, my last comment on that scene, I wonder if he was actually playing the piano, like he played the drums in Whiplash. Huge movie, by the way, for Miles Teller. He's been in some bangers. He had that one. He had the one with High School Musical Boy where they were like Awkward Moment. That was also a very good movie.
You like that? Oh, my goodness. That gets so
pained. That's a great movie.
That gets so pained.
No, it's a great... What does that mean, panned? What does that mean, panned? Like pancake?
No, panned means that it's just been like critically... It's just gotten like ridiculed a lot.
No, it was fantastic. My favorite moment, because I thought it was ridiculous, and after the fact it was funny because they had to reshoot it for whatever reason. The beach football game.
That was almost mine.
Ridiculous. That was like, I mean, it's cool. Like I know a lot of sales teams that like, hey guys, stop working, let's go play football, let's go like play something. It makes sense. I like it. But the cinematography work, especially with Tom Cruise out there shirtless, like I don't know if they injected him with some ab stuff like that may be real, but he had to suck in hard for that.
My problem with it was like two people were playing offense or two teams were playing offense at like the same time. They both had the ball.
It was weird.
Like,
what were the rules? There were no rules. It was like rugby mixed with, I don't know, croquet.
Like, if you want to go like, so they filmed this in what, like 2018 or something, 2019. If you want to go like, update it, just like play spike ball. I mean, I know they couldn't have like
that
everybody.
That would have been the worst if they did that, Frank. Please never produce any movie if that's your idea you're coming to the table with.
Yeah,
Spikeball.
If they didn't want to like...
Spikeball should be in like The Neighbors 3 with Seth Rogen.
Ooh, Neighbors was a good comedy.
Terrible.
But I just... If you didn't want to do volleyball, I don't know. Play... It just... seem like it was overcomplicating something that didn't need to be. Just play regular tackle football. Like
it was nice. I enjoyed it. Overall, it was cool, fantastic movie. Really good. Tom Cruise again, fantastic. Can't beat it. I'm excited for the new Mission Impossible because that was a preview, right? Can't wait for that. Sticking with movies, I did see in terms of summer update, the Elvis movie with Tom Hanks was fantastic. I definitely recommend that. For people that haven't seen that yet. Again, you know, speaking of Miles Teller, I feel like he would have been a great Elvis, but they picked some no-name actor to be Elvis. Doesn't Miles Teller remind you a little bit of the King?
Sure. Well, Austin Butler, kind of no-name, but if you watch Zoe 101 as a kid, he was in. He was
Wow.
Austin Butler was in there.
On that note.
Well, one movie I did recently see, movie of, I think it was probably the highest grossing movie of the summer, Minions, The Rise of Gru. let me just say, I watched that with my little cousin who wanted to see it. I mean, the relationship between Wild Knuckles, played by Alan Arkin, and Gru, just, it was just so nice, Jimbo. It was just so
heartwarming, fresh. Yeah.
It was really Gru was such a fan. I'm not going to spoil the movie. It was really good.
Don't worry, I won't be watching.
Well, our super fans might want to watch it with their family. So yeah, definitely recommend. Good movie. And yeah, it's go watch Top Gun, and then, you know, night cap it off with little Minions, maybe.
Love it. Well, that will conclude this episode of Soup It Ain't Easy. The first half of summer. We'll be back in August. Frank, you better upload these. We have a couple episodes to upload.
That's right.
But we will close out summer with a few more episodes. You mark my words, Frank. We'll have a couple more before the end of summer. And then, don't worry, it's everyone's favorite time. Soup season is right around the corner, Frank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fall into soup with Frank season. I was like, wow, are we getting picked up for season?
No, probably not. Your boys are back. The Soup Boys are back, Frank.
Can it be Jimbo and Frank falling?
Maybe.
Fall into soup
with Frank Jimbo and Jimbo.
And Frank.
Yeah, Frank and Jimbo and Frank.
I like Frank and Jimbo better. I like
of
Frank.
Of course
and Jimbo
you do. Better. You want your name first.
I was just giving it. So. Okay. Any do you have anything else before if we get played off?
That's all. Enjoy the beach and whatever you have. Hopefully you take our summer vacation tips to heart, and we will see you on the next one.
Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man.